Mary, it's been a while. Why don't you go first today?
Oh, okay. Wow. Caught me off guard. So would you guys like to own some of Ozzy Osbourne's DNA?
No.
Yes, I would like to know nothing of Ozzy Osbourne.
Ugh. So I came across the story in People.com. Well, of course, a few people would. And one of them is, I'm not surprised by this, Travis Barker of Blink 182. On his Instagram page, he revealed that he bought a liquid death can containing the rocker's DNA or saliva for $450. Why? I don't get this at all. But it's like an empty iced tea can that's crushed, and it's in a container, and Ozzy signed it. So they sold about 10 of these because this is all because of his farewell concert this weekend with Black Sabbath on Saturday night. Lisa, you're going, right?
I wasn't aware. No.
That's who does Crazy Train that we listen to, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's Ozzy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't think he would be performing. He can't perform.
He's not real well right now.
No. So what's he going to do? Just like come out and wave or something?
Sharon. He'll put him in a really
yell
big
for
chair.
Sure. I just can't imagine this, but how gross. I mean, I don't know if he's getting the money or what, but he must be desperate for money if he's spitting on a can and,
he's
you know.
Desperate for money.
It's just gross.
Ozzy Osbourne's doing just fine.
Yes.
What's your story, Kevin?
Well, have any of you finished The Bear yet?
I have not finished it.
I'm on six.
I think we're going to be slow, really, because I think Sharon didn't love it.
Okay.
Speaking of Sharon.
Sharon.
We finished last night, and I gave season four an A. I love this season. Oh, I thought it was great.
Good.
Also, in the entertainment world, Social Network. You guys remember Social Network?
Yeah.
Movie.
The movie was great. David Fincher directed 2010. Aaron Sorkin had the screenplay. Was just recently voted 10th on the New York Times Top 100 Movies. John was going through that this week.
What was the name of the guy who played, I really like him?
Who?
The guy who I'm thinking of.
Jesse Eisenberg?
So
Jesse Eisenberg, yeah.
He plays Mark Zuckerberg. But according to reports, they're working on a Social Network Part 2. And Aaron Sorkin is set to direct.
Where the world ends?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're going to focus specifically on Facebook, according to the one report, but they have plans for a Social Network Part 2. I love the original, the first one in 2010. So sometime in the near future, we'll have a second Social Network movie.
Liam was, he was 8, 9 in 2010, so I never saw it. I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Oh, this is great. Yeah, this is about the start of Facebook.
The
twins from Harvard and all the money that got involved. And Jesse Eisenberg plays Mark Zuckerberg. Andrew Garfield's in it. It is so good. David Fincher directed it. And yeah, you'll love it, Lisa. It's great.
Okay.
I watched it fairly recently, like a rewatch, and when you watch it now, 15 years later, it even hits a little bit differently, you know, really, now that we know where social media is these days.
I've got a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old in the house all week, and I haven't seen any TV. It just doesn't go on. Oh, and Mary, Ozzy's worth $220 million in 2025.
Oh, boy. Well, why is he spitting then?
Why not? What's your story, Steve?
Well, I'm texting here.
See that. You're texting Raja Krishnamoorthy going, come on, there's got to be a flight you can get on.
No, I actually am. So I sent him a text. I said, is it true? And he said, yes, we've had multiple events in Moline and downstate. Can't get a flight. So he said, I'm getting snacks, getting in the car for a road trip. And he said they're going to do a road town hall from his car around 6:30 tonight. So if you want to follow him that way.
Did you ask him what kind of snacks?
Ask him if he's getting Twizzlers.
Beef
those
jerky. You got to have beef jerky for a road
just
trip.
Just a second. I'll ask him.
Yeah, Twizzlers.
Jack Links.
Cracker
teriyaki.
Jack.
Those are good.
We're on the
I just love that he's committed. I mean, he's going to make it back there one way or another. I'd love to know if he's got his kids in the back seat, if he's like, you're going along for history.
Oh, maybe combos. Those are great for a road trip.
Well, you know, I can't type that fast. Anyway, so we'll see here if he's driving. He's probably not driving himself.
I don't like combos.
Really?
Nasty.
Hey, and Bill Snyder, when we were talking to Demetrius and we're asking him about how many 90-degree days, and I said, Bill, just text us. He did. Total 90s last year, 23 at O'Hare, 25 at Midway. We have 11 on the books so far by July 1st. That's only been surpassed twice in the past 45 years, since 1980. 17 in 2012 and 16 in 1988. Wait a second. 1980 was 45 years ago.
Oh. Okay. So, you know, when a restaurant opens up, they have this soft opening.
Yeah.
Right. And they invite friends and family just to sort of. So I guess the, you know, like you would. I actually went to a soft opening for a Whole Foods once in Deerfield many, many years ago. So imagine a soft opening where you need 3,000 to 4,000 volunteers. Any ideas?
Gotta be like a stadium restaurant or something, right?
It's the Pittsburgh International Airport opening up a new terminal.
Oh, wow.
And they want to do a dress rehearsal. So they've put the call out for 3,000 to 4,000 volunteers who will reenact what passengers do. So they'll have people working in the airport, you know, driving the little carts around, taking the old ladies in the back, riding in the back to get to their terminal and all that stuff. But they'll all be people pretending to be these people.
And they're volunteering for this fun.
I hope so. I hope they're not paying them, but yeah. And then so, you know, you just wonder what characters they have. Like, will they have a runner at security? Because they're all going to have the script.
Won't they give them some free food or something?
Yeah, somebody's going to have something like live in their bag, you know, like the guy in India trying to sneak in 19 snakes.
Sounds like a train wreck.
So that's the thing. And then you're going to have a guy who's going to try to sneak, you know, run through it or something. Or someone's going to try to sneak in something from the duty-free store. It could be fun to write.
Seems like a colossal waste of money, but, you know, it's a soft opening.
It's a soft opening, and you'd think that most of the people working in the new terminal would have had some airline experience, but they want to make sure that the volunteers act as passengers and follow their scripts as they move throughout the terminal. Someone's going to lose their luggage. They're going to go berserk. It's going to be great.